Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's always a wonderful day when we get to hang out with the funny people from The Funny Bone. But of course, you know Joe DeVito from Gutfeld on Fox News. This show just continues to kill it every night. Joe, welcome back to the studio. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. It is a wonderful day when I'm here, isn't it?
It is. It's a sunny and bright.
Beautiful.
Something happened. What happened? I can't remember what it was.
Rain yesterday.
No.
But then Joe's here now.
Oh, you brought the sunshine. I see. And I feel like you were in here one other time and there was a big news story. We got a new pope.
Oh, I know what the big news story. I think last time I was here was the night after the debate, the Biden debate.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
And
an indictment or something like that? I don't know.
Well, it's so funny to hear him a year later and they just went and dragged his carcass out on The View. That
What's he doing? What's the real reason behind Joe DeVito?
Joe DeVito.
What's the real
Why is Joe DeVito doing media?
Behind Joe Biden going on The View? Like, why are we, what are we trying to prove here?
Here's what I heard. Is that he signed with an agent and they tried to get him to do speaking tours. But unfortunately, you have to be able to speak. So there's no such thing as the mumbling circuit. And that's where a lot of the former politicos, it's their money laundering operation.
You know,
where Hillary Clinton goes to give a speech somewhere.
Does he need money?
Yeah, I've heard the money's dried up. The pipeline from their usual, they don't have any influence anymore. And, you know. That's why he needs the money. So he's on. And amazing job on The View, where even they couldn't drag his ass over the finish line. So, yeah, I don't know. The Democrats must be saying, like, can we just no public appearances from Joe?
Yeah,
just to hide
less is
him?
More.
Yeah. I don't know what sort of they must have read from the Tibetan Book of the Dead to get him to revive enough.
Don't read the last word. Don't say it. So they go onto The View, into the hen house that is The View, to, I guess, prove that he's still competent. Why is Jill there?
Well, she is a doctor.
Oh, just in case?
Yeah, she's with the paddles in case he codes. Just say, clear, and then see if they can revive him. Yeah, it's...
Do you have any pity for him?
Well... No.
Okay.
No. And I'll tell you why. Because if for anyone else, I would feel bad that a person with dementia was clearly being exploited by his horrible family and the people in the Democratic Party. But you have to keep in mind that he was a bozo when his mind was working at 100%.
Yeah.
So 100% Joe Biden was calling people fat and challenging them to push-up contests and so forth. When, you know, now, of course, he's pushing up daisies is about all he's doing push-ups for. So no sympathy, no pity for that family.
Yeah. And I really, the worst part about it is that Jill is always there for me, the crutch. I saw, you know, we continue to see on social media these videos that pop up that are like, oh, remember when this happened? Remember when that happened? There's a video floating around right now where Joe is just kind of wandering around at the White House at some event, and he walks up to some blonde and is talking to her. Do you know what video I'm talking about?
Yes, because she, I believe, was wearing the same color outfit as Jill.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Jill comes up grabs, like, squares up to him, grabs both of his arms, and is shaking. You can see the back of her head is shaking her head no, and redirects him to the left, and then that woman goes to the right, and the suggestion was that he thought that was Jill. I mean, it's actually more in the realm of possibility than another explanation
and
might
be. And it shouldn't be.
Right.
It shouldn't be. Yeah, because if you, I think he did think that was his wife, because if you zoom in and read the lips, he did ask her to change his bag.
I didn't zoom in on it, but if I come across it again, I will. Do you feel like we need to investigate? We need to get to the bottom of it. That we really need honest answers is how bad it was, or do we need to move on?
I like the books coming out, and even at the
Tapper book or something.
The Tapper book. They're so brave now. Like, hey, it's a tough sell for those books. Like, can you guys believe this thing we just found out about? Yeah, well, I've had a TV.
The John Travolta
that was
in the room going.
What do you think? I don't even know what to say. And but it's a form of some sort of mass delusion that, you know, when my friends, my dwindling number of liberal friends, that when they bring up anything, I clear my throat. What about the past 4 years when you had this zucchini sitting in the Oval Office?
That they would have trotted out again for another 4 years without any problem.
If they could have,
yes.
You know, if it weren't for that debate when it was, you know, I'd never seen a debate where the podium had a handrail on it, but that was certainly not a show of strength. So
this is the best thing that the Trump administration could have, though, is constantly bringing him out. I mean, should Trump voters just pay to have him come to speaking events at this point?
Can you book him on the show, Brad?
I'll see what I can do.
He's available. He's free. Did you see the photo they posted on his account recently where he had a giant upper body and the skinny legs?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, it was on Joe Biden's account. It's the most hilarious thing that he's wearing this blue suit and the top of his body looks like a blue mailbox. And then he has these two little chicken legs.
Is it posted in the way that it's supposed to look real? Like, we're supposed to believe it?
Do they really think we don't know how Photoshop works? I mean, just how stupid do they think we are that he's walking around? He looks like one of the, he looks like the guy from The Incredibles with the cartoon upper body.
And that coach?
Biden or Lou Ferrigno?
Yeah, there is another photo that was posted on his account from Easter.
Yeah.
And he was in the background. I don't know how our show ended up repurposing all those pictures with Andre Agassi in them. I don't know how that happened. But, I mean, they looked just as believable.
Yeah.
Like you said, don't they know that we know how this works? I mean, you can tell AI to make a better photo than what they're putting out.
Yeah. Well, if you put that prompt into AI, make Joe Biden look alive, AI is going to come back and say, you've got to be kidding me. There's limits to the technology. When the AI technology is able to make Joe Biden look vital, we've almost at the singularity. That's Terminator 5 is coming up after that.
All right. Big news this week about the Pope. We have pre-qualified our conversations on here. We're not Catholic. We're Christians. We know it's a big story for a lot of people. Yeah. A huge Catholic population here in the St. Louis area. I'll tell you what, when you're sitting here and I'm watching, I think Trump was really miffed because he makes the major trade deal with the United Kingdom and then the Pope's like, I got this one. And he kind of missed the news cycle for it. Was it a big deal for you? Yeah.
Well, you know, as I was telling you, I was raised Catholic, which means I'm no longer Catholic.
Okay.
But I did go to a Catholic college because after high school, I wanted to take not getting laid and kick it up a notch. So that's how smart I was. At age 19, I was like, oh, maybe the Jesuits will have some tips. So, I don't know. I think the Pope, I think it's pretty cool that it's an American Pope, you know, from Illinois. So, that means the Bears have no excuse for a bad season. That, you know, he's got the ear of God.
Yeah.
And he can't, if only, he probably wishes it happened before the draft. You know, he would have been able to pick
put
up
in
a couple
extra.
You got to get an extra pick.
How do you... You know, since you make all the decisions for Fox News and what they
I do, about. I'm in charge. I'm running the show.
It's very grateful. We're very grateful that they spared you this afternoon to have this conversation with us. But how do you balance covering? I don't know what they're doing on Gutfeld with it. I mean, it's a very serious and holy thing for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But, you know, for the majority of people out there, it isn't the same as that.
Yeah.
So you have to respect, of course, the Fox News audience is going to have a lot of Catholics in it. We certainly do.
Sure.
It was definitely all the news coverage yesterday.
Yeah, well, you have to cover it, and I'm glad they wrapped it up quickly because I think the Cardinals just wanted to get home to their wives. But I was disappointed. There were a couple of the African cardinals who were coming on strong, and I was hoping that we might get a black pope. I think that might have been kind of fun. Although I did make the unwise post on Twitter saying that we knew it wasn't a black pope because the smoke coming out wasn't menthol. And I'd just like to say to the one person who didn't like that, that's showbiz, baby.
I should insert here now that Joe will be at the streets of St. Charles tonight.
Here's where he'll be in person.
Yeah.
Come see him.
The people who just tuned in were like, who's this jackass insulting everybody?
I'm pretty sure that as long as you buy a ticket, Joe didn't care.
I don't.
stlewisfunnybone.com. Before we wrap, you're going to stick around for Be or Not the Bee with Ryan Wiggins, where we read stories that may or may not be real headlines. Mm. When Donald Trump was asked at the White House in the Oval Office about Pope Trump, the image, and his initial response was, who doesn't have a sense of humor? The Catholics aren't mad at me about that. Yeah. I haven't heard of a president defending his right to humor people. But he didn't back away from it. What do you think of that?
That is pretty funny, a president saying, lighten up.
Yeah.
I did send some of the AI Trump Pope videos to him. I sent one to my dad, and then I realized after, I don't think my dad really knows what AI is.
So it's going to be not for real.
It's going to be a follow-up conversation for the next time my dad is having an argument with the system in his new car, yelling at them that they're not playing the oldie station. And here I am sending him, Donald Trump is the Pope.
Yeah,
flying around in an eagle, throwing holy water at people.
It's funny. It is funny to see. The one thing that brought people together after the announcement of the Pope, specifically being American, it was kind of fun, at least in my X feed, to see what being American meant to people.
Yeah.
So like the eagle on top of the pipe where the smoke's just coming out and it's like shooting rifles and flying around the Vatican and stuff. Like, that feels like home to me. I don't know if that's good, but that's I'm like, yeah.
Well, in a way that's Trumpian in that. If someone were, I saw one today, it said, this is what the Vatican looks like now with an American Pope. And there was like a Bucky's and all these other things.
Culver's logo and stuff.
Yeah. And I saw that and I thought, I know I should probably be mad. But all I replied to it was, you wish.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll do Be or Not the Bee with Joe DeVito in studio with us right now. But he's going to be on the stage tonight at the Funny Bone Streets of St. Charles. The shows tonight are 7:30 and 9:30. Tickets are going fast. So you're going to want to get to stlewisfunnybone.com and reserve yours. There are also two shows tomorrow at the Funny Bone Streets of St. Charles at 6 and 8:30 tomorrow, 7:30 and 9:30 tonight. Get your tickets, especially Catholics. He wants to see you. We'll be right back.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. Never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I was tired of my lady.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
The Bee or Not the Bee.
All right, these are all stories that come from either the Babylon Bee, which would make them satire and fake news, or they're real. I'll read the headline. You tell me which is which.
Sometimes the Babylon Bee article is just a little bit ahead of its time, too, which you can tell by the headline. We've got Joe DeVito in studio with us. He's going to play along. You can see Joe DeVito tonight at the Funny Bone Streets of St. Charles, 7:30 and 9:30 tonight. Saturday, tomorrow, 6 and 8:30. Tickets are available at stlewisfunnybone.com. Go see Joe DeVito and tell him hi from the Andy Fry Show.
All right, we'll start with a tough one here. AOC unable to obtain real ID because she died on January 6th and is a ghost.
Probably the bee.
Yeah.
Did you disagree?
Yeah, I got the bee.
It's safe to say.
Yeah.
She failed to meet the requirements to get a real ID due to her status as a spectral being in the wake of her tragic death during the riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, which now rendered her unable to board airplanes or access federal facilities. Quote, "This is discriminatory against the undead," Ocasio-Cortez said. "It is not fair that only living people are eligible to obtain these real IDs, while people like me and millions of other Democrat voters are barred from getting them due to the simple fact that we're dead."
Yeah. How does brain death factor into that? Whenever her name comes up, I feel compelled to add, probably wasn't a good bartender either.
You know, she sure has wrung every drop out of that rag. When you think about where she came from as a bartender, very good at social media before anybody else in Congress probably was ahead of the game. But she actually is a leading voice in the Democrat Party right now.
Which is pretty sad for them. That I think that voice could be silenced any moment as the waistband on her mom jeans creeps higher and higher. She's going to be speaking between the buttonfly. Have you noticed that her pants?
I haven't.
That's what happens when you hang out with Bernie Sanders. Hang out with an old man, you end up talking through the fly of your slacks.
Do you think, I don't know, I hope I'm not scooping any of your stories, Ryan, but do you think that the Bernie Sanders explanation as to why he needs to fly private, to me it's like, if you want to fly private, just say that you want to fly private and figure out how to reconcile that with being mad at the millionaires and billionaires, of which you are one. He's not selling it.
I thought he could have been a little bit more creative other than, I don't like the way he used the word scum. Did he call us unwashed scum?
Is that something like that.
Yeah.
You'd think he'd be prepared for that question, though.
He could have said, it's a chance, I don't know. There's a lot of ways he could have played at that. It's a chance for me to meet with the constituents, or instead of just saying I'm too important for you people.
Yeah. You wouldn't understand.
They should have made him fly Spirit.
Privately. Yeah. You'd make him.
I've flown Spirit, so that was funny to me.
Spirit's good. I flew Southwest on the way out here. I forgot that they don't even give you seat assignment. They just fire a gun in the air.
Not for much longer, though.
That's all this girl flies. Yeah, for sure.
All right. You have to tell me whether this headline is real then, because I think you already know about the story. Quote, "You think I'm going to be sitting on a waiting line at United?" Unquote. Bernie Sanders declares.
That's real.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Real.
That is a real quote.
Sorry, I did scoop you.
I actually moved that one to the front of the line.
I'm sorry.
Just to get past it. All right, let's go to the next one. All right. Trump renames San Francisco Bay, quote, "Gulf of Criminals." You act like it's funny.
I'm going to say real.
You know what?
Worth a shot.
This really could happen, though.
Why not? He's just constantly antagonizing people.
Right?
It's so great.
Yeah, this
and
is
they
the
fall
beat.
For it every time, right? They never realize they're getting played. That's why he keeps doing it. Yeah.
There are many gulfs, but there will only be one Gulf of Criminals, and it's perfect for San Francisco, too. A lot of criminals there, and feces. So many piles of feces. That was the other potential name we considered, Gulf of Feces. But we decided Gulf of Criminals was better. The White House celebrated the Bay's new title while highlighting the mark President Trump was leaving on history. Quote, "No other president has renamed so many bodies of water," said Carolyn Leavitt.
Joe, you work with the Gutfeld Show. You write for them, correct? And then you're obviously on there as a guest pretty often. Is there a possibility when we get closer to the next presidential round that we potentially see like a Gavin Newsom try to do the Gutfeld thing?
You mean to have a
as a guest?
Oh, on the show? Huh. That's a good question because he seems
like he would think that he could nail it.
That's the thing.
And you just kind of make him think he can't.
Yeah, yeah. We would love to have him on. I'm sure we would extend the invitation because Greg is always saying, hey, bring on anybody and see if they can hang. And unlike other shows, we would give them a fair shot. But that's a good way to present Gavin Newsom, that he thinks he is just killing it.
Yeah. And you can watch him think that.
Yeah, you could see that he thinks I'm doing an amazing job, and it's like your state is turning into something that needs a tetanus shot. So,
the Gulf of Feces.
Have you guys had a lot of not antagonistic but opposite side of the aisle guests?
You know, I think probably the closest would be Bill Maher was on a couple months ago, and that was interesting. I think the invitation is open. The problem is, even going back to the Red Eye days, I remember they would have a bit wider variety because that was on in the middle of the night. But some of the liberal guests come on and they can't control themselves.
Yeah.
So they want to grandstand or do some sort of big rip off the mic moment. It's kind of an annoying way to conduct yourselves. Because if you look at on CNN, which no one is doing. No one is.
Yeah, let us know how that looks. What's
but
that like?
If you watch Scott Jennings, I can't believe he just hands them their rear ends every time he opens.
Every time.
And they just sit there and they take it because they realize he's the only reason to watch their stupid network. But he does it in a very, like, he's not unpleasant, he's not obnoxious. And even
he's charming.
He's great. So, yeah, I think we would probably have him on if he would come on, and we would treat him respectfully, and that shows the difference between the networks.
Red Eye is probably like the first iteration of what Gutfeld is right now. How long did you work with Red Eye?
Well, Red Eye, I was just on as a guest when the show was on at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Was it live?
It was not live. But you're not the first person to ask. Is it live?
Just checking.
And it's like, we have slightly better social lives than that.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I did Red Eye, they would throw to the comedians as if we were remote, but I was just downstairs in a different part of the newsroom. And it was so low rent that I was sitting around people who were doing other business, Fox News work.
Yeah.
And I had my headset on and my microphone, and I'm watching a monitor. And it finally dawned on me how strange it must be for them, because I'm watching the show, and then suddenly this guy just starts talking while they're trying to work. There's no idea that I'm on a show, right, that I'm just some lunatic who wandered in and is blathering. So
was the low rent part of Red Eye, though, like part of its charm, though? I used to watch it. I can't remember if it was multiple pregnancies after I had babies and I'd be on maternity leave and up in the middle of the night. I watched a lot of Red Eye.
Red Eye was great.
Yeah.
Part of what made it great, and I think Greg and the other guys involved would admit that they didn't know how to do TV yet. So, you know, Greg says one of the nice things was no one from the network was watching it. But that's how I learned how to do TV, too, is that I kind of got eased into it. And you know, when they moved us up from the basement to the table on panel, I remember sitting at the table thinking, what does a human do with his hands? Because I didn't know what to do with my hands. Like, you never think these are things that you don't automatically notice. And after Greg left, they tried me out as a host a couple of years ago, and I was so bad. I don't know if I told you this. When they would talk to me in my ear, I kept answering out loud. and they would say, don't say it out loud. I'd be like, okay, yes. And they're like, shut. So other people are talking, you imbecile. What are you doing? I don't know.
Yeah. You know, the thing like with hands or the way you sit I don't know if men think about this, but like, how do I sit with my legs? How often am I allowed to touch my hair? You don't know what to do until you see yourself do it and you're like, I should not have done that.
Oh, yeah. And you realize you've just been clawing at your face the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, you're like the Phantom of the Opera or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's horrifying.
Red Eye was wonderful. I really enjoyed that. And so much of that, it seems like a lot of the original crew is still in some capacity affiliated with Gutfeld.
Yeah, it's another thing that I find so interesting about the show, that when I had done, when he went to do the Saturday show, I was a guest a few times, and then when they made the decision to go nightly, the producer Tom O'Connor reached out to me and to Joe Mackey and said, you guys want to come on as writers? And it was very strange, because I remember thinking, this show will do well, but I didn't think it was going to be the hit that it's become, and I didn't think that it was going to drive other shows out of business, which is pretty cool, because as a natural hater, I'd enjoyed that. But it made me also understand more about ratings, that we get sometimes 3 million viewers a night, and people always talk about The Daily Show as setting the tone for... Daily Show gets 250,000, 300,000. And we're on cable, too, just like them.
You're blowing them out of the water. It was it was such a hole that needed to be filled, and it was so smart of Fox to do that. And I mean, every night, my kids love to stay up and watch Gutfeld.
Yeah.
And like, I kind of let the older two do it. The other ones, as long as they're not paying too much attention, I let them watch. But every once in a while, Gutfeld says something and I look at my kids and I'm like, am I going to explain that or not? And, and I try to get away with not explaining it. But most of my like coming of age conversations with my kids, they start with Gutfeld.
That's so good. Well, it'll come up in therapy at some point.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it will. You want to hit us with the next article?
Yeah. We've crushed fascism before and we'll crush it again, British World War II vet says before driving a tank over a Tesla.
Oh, you had me until the end.
Mm. Yeah.
B?
I think you lost me on the old person driving.
This one is real.
Yeah, this is real.
That's real?
Yeah, this is a real story. A 98-year-old British World War II veteran crushed a Tesla with a tank in some sort of weird publicity stunt. That's what they're saying. Why would you prop this guy up and make him do this? He clearly didn't care. But he did it. He drove over a Tesla in a tank in Great Britain.
Oh, good for him. He'll be dead soon.
One last hurrah.
Can you go ahead and promote Joe's show one more time?
Yeah, stlewisfunnybone.com. Two shows tonight, 7:30 and 9:30. Tomorrow, 6 and 8:30. Get your tickets while they last.
See him in person.
Who was that horrible man?
Democrats offer illegal immigrants $1,001 to stay in the U.S.
What do you think?
Wouldn't put it past them.
You can hit the button.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the B. Stay, please stay, said Pelosi, holding up a wad of bills. We'll offer criminal gang members and undocumented Americans as many taxpayer dollars as it takes. What about 1,002?
I wish they had Bob Barker in there instead.
Trump administration officials have responded with a bid to top the Democrats' offer. 1,000 just a starting point, said Secretary Kristi Noem. We can go higher. We can throw in some Little Caesars gift cards and Kohl's cash, too. Democrats then responded to Trump's latest bid, calling it racist.
You got to put that Kohl's cash in your calendar, otherwise it's just paper.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Kohl's cash not redeemable for anything sold at Kohl's.
That's
Thank you.
Yeah, don't get Ryan started.
Oh, my gosh.
He could finish the show. Is it the hat you're wearing right now?
No, it's my Under Armour hat, because they wouldn't accept it for Under Armour. Yeah.
Kohl's cash is good if someone you know has been kidnapped out of Kohl's and you need to pay ransom.
I got 50.
We got time. Trump fires lady who let Lizzo use James Madison's flute.
What? Oh, this tracks.
I'm going to go with that as a true story.
I don't know about the story.
Yeah, this is a real story.
I'm going with
Joe. How do you know this? Yes, it is a real story.
It's Brad's job to know.
You've seen everything
I'm a
already.
I'm a producer. Come
you're
on.
Like, you're nodding before I even finished. Like, oh, of course.
I was completely lost and uninformed, so tell me the story.
Trump has now told Carla Hayden, the Librarian of Congress appointed by Obama in 2016, to take a hike.
Oh, Hayden, wait, so the librarian's the one who let her do it?
Yes.
I saw that he fired her. I didn't know that he let her use...
Yeah, Hayden famously brought Lizzo to the Library of Congress in 2022 and loaned her the crystal flute of Founding Father James Madison and let her play it while twerking. Yeah.
Turkey.
But twerking, yes. Now they can't get the teeth marks out of it. Try to ingest it.
That's why she got fired.
stlewisfunnybone.com for the tickets to see Joe DeVito tonight at the Funny Bone.
Joe, can I tell you, my mechanic found out that I'm on this show.
Yeah.
I've been going to him for years. And he was like, oh, that's cool. Man, you guys, I watch Gutfeld every night. First thing he told me.
Nice.
So good. You have deal. So many fans out there. And
they were great last night. Like, we're off to a hot start for the weekend, so I'm pumped. This is, I love coming to you. St. Louis is a great town for me.
We appreciate it. Also, we'd be remiss if we didn't thank you personally for passing around Ryan Wiggins' book, which he can't miss an opportunity as any author to talk about his book, The Grocery List.
The Grocery List, not the first book.
Stop it. Yeah. The Grocery List. You got some autographs for it, and he just...
Sure, well, I brought around the office. I did tell them that you were a child with a serious disease.
That's fine. It's true.
So, I just hope they don't look up chlamydia.
Oh, wrong disease. I don't have those. I don't have any of those.
Those?
Yeah. Those. In that category. I just stay away from that category entirely.
Yeah.
I don't have those.
Hepatitis Z.
Oh, man. Joe DeVito at the Funny Bone Streets of St. Charles tonight. Get your tickets. 7:30 and 9:30 tonight. Fill it up. Tell them the Annie Fry Show said hi when you go. Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock and 8:30 as well. stlewisfunnybone.com. Joe, always a pleasure. Thanks for being here.
Popes get free admission.
Okay, there you go. From the Midwest. We'll be right back.